It's going to be significant. It's early days yet, as you understand. We're still working through results and investigations, but it will be significant. The rules and policies in place at the moment prohibit any movement of any oysters throughout Tasmania and particularly into the mainland, so it will be very significant. Our view is it's over $100 million, given that there's so many industries involved in the oyster industry. There's suppliers of equipment, there's services, there's obviously employees, labour and obviously sales. From Tasmania, we and other hatcheries in Tasmania provide pretty much all the seed that's in South Australia, for example, all the seed that's in New South Wales, and obviously Tasmania as well. And that value is quite significant. The relevance to hatcheries, and there's three main ones in Tasmania, that no transportation of any oyster can occur. So we have sales previously arranged for this week and following weeks, as do the other hatcheries, and we cannot move that stock anywhere, so our sales have ceased. Look, significant volume, it's millions. And the hatcheries in Tasmania are quite full because obviously we've had orders to fulfil. We cannot fulfil those currently. The oyster growers, whilst they're able to sell the product because there's no harmful impact on the consumer, ultimately the grower will be looking for product and we won't be able to sell that product due to the relevant regulations in place. And might I add, they're well and truly needed. So there's no issue with the regulations in place. It's definitely the way we've got to behave. And all hatcheries will be taking calls from their growers and their customers about what's going to happen in the future. And whilst we can answer that to a degree, it's still developing. In terms of going forward in impact on the hatcheries, we basically have to now stop daily tasks. So there's no sales occurring. We're not allowed to move oysters from water to water. So hatcheries at this stage will be virtually at a standstill, as pretty much the oyster industry is, other than the sales. We've got to work out what the short-term needs are and requirements are of the industry, importantly, firstly, and then secondly, into our business and the other hatcheries will be doing something similar. It's just too early at this stage. We have routine testing. Every product that goes into New South Wales is tested for POMS, and that's a requirement by the relevant authorities. Those results have come back negative. Of late, we've had two results go on and come back negative as of late last week. Like most hatcheries, there'll be a biosecurity plan in place. You have your controls, you have your testing regimes, you have internal quality control procedures. The challenge with POMS is that it hasn't occurred in Tasmania before. And whilst there's a lot of research there and that's very well publicised, it is very much a learning as we're uncovering what's the extent of the disease. I think thus far the authorities, Oysters TAS, Chief Veterinary Officer and the government are doing a great job. Very good leadership, absolutely. Going forward, we'd hope very much there's a collaborative approach. From an industry perspective, it would be sad to see the industry suffer significantly more than what it has been. So we hope that the government would be collaborative with that approach, and what we've seen thus far, we'd have to say that's the case. The growers are very worried. It's a little bit like the industry, it's a little bit unknown territory at the moment. The communications coming out from Oysters TAS and the CVO are very good, so we're updating people as much as we can. Internally, we're talking to our customers regularly, daily updates, as events and experiences and data is known. The overall theme is very worried. They're very concerned about the future in the industry. Some are relating stories about their own particular circumstances. And for those people, they're very passionate. They've been in the industry for some time and it's quite heart-wrenching. Having said that, there are some that are definitely taking a proactive approach, saying, look, what can we do to move out of this and improve? And that's heartening to hear. But there's a lot of concern. And I think that concern will probably build until we find out a bit more detail and really the extent of this virus.